Why does Klal Yisrael end up in Mitzrayim? You know, already from the Brit of Ben Avatarim, we were told we'd have to be subjugated to a foreign power in Mitzrayim, and the Avdus was a very extreme Avdus. And only by going down to Mitzrayim, becoming Avadim, and then being taken out of Mitzrayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only through that process could Klal Yisrael be created. In other words, at what point did we turn from a family to an Am? In Mitzrayim. That's how we became an Am. We became an Am. We developed into the type of Am who could be truly taken as to become a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could really take and give the Torah to, only through the experience of Mitzrayim. And we would say, Lo hein velo scharan. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that nevertheless, it was necessary for us to be Avadim in Mitzrayim in order to progress to the future of Klal Yisrael. What was it in Mitzrayim that was so necessary? Right, the later on in the Torah, it calls Mitzrayim a Kor HaBarzel, which is a crucible for refining metals. Once when you put something into a very hot metals and you melt the metals down and you can refine them, take off all the not so good parts of it, and you're just left with a pure essence by the end of the day. And that's what Mitzrayim was. Mitzrayim somehow refined Klal Yisrael to a point where we could be what we needed to be. The question is, what was it? So there are various different suggestions. Some people say, it was because we would have the mitzvah of being nice to Gerim. Right? And that's why it says, be nice to Gerim 70 times in the Torah. I think it's tremendously insulting. It's like, yes, being nice to Gerim is an extremely basic yesod in the Torah. And we're told, remember Mitzrayim all the time, in order that we should be nice to Gerim. But that justifies all those years. It seems to be much too extreme to justify that. I think the only, and let's talk about other middos putting us away from Avodah Zarah. The problem is that we were tremendously steeped in Avodah Zarah by the time we left, to the point that the Malachim told us, right, told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, at Yisias Mitzrayim, the Malachim were like, Halal of the Avodah Zarah, both in Mitzrayim of the Avodah Zarah and Klal Yisrael of the Avodah Zarah. Why are you saving Bnei Yisrael over Mitzrayim? So what's the assault? I think there's only really one major way you can go. And that's to say that the Avdus itself was necessary. Now, it was necessary for Klal Yisrael to become an Am in the context of Avdus, not just any Avdus, in the context of an extreme Avdus. And what is an extreme Avdus? In which the person has no ability to develop himself, to care about himself, to focus on himself. That's what Mitzrayim was. That's what Mitzrayim was. At the end of the day, we existed and we developed. And no one had the ability to worry about their own family, collect food for themselves, worry about themselves, develop themselves. Everything every single person did all day long was for Para's agenda. Building, collecting straw to build the bricks, whatever it was, every single thing all day long. As Klal Yisrael developed into a nation, we developed into a nation with this idea that we are Avadim. And the meaning of an Eved in the extreme form is an existence where a person exists entirely for something else, for the Adon. His goals in life is for the Adon. His personality is for the Adon. His efforts are for the Adon. His time is for the Adon. Everything, his entire being is for his Adon. And apparently what Shibud Mitzrayim did was define the very essence of Klal Yisrael as an arm of people that exist for something bigger than them, people who are avadim. The essence is an essence of people who are avadim, right? That they exist for something bigger, for something more. Ani avdecha bein amatecha. That's what it means. We scream, say to Hashem, Ani avdecha bein amatecha. I'm saying that I'm not an Eved. I'm an Eved who was born into Avdus. To my mother who is an Eved, that's the essence of what this defines me. Okay? And then you have this idea that we're taken out of Mitzrayim, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly tells Paro, to Moshe tell Paro that, let my people, right? To leave, let my people leave Mitzrayim. In order that, they should serve me. Right? You know, Jacobus used to always insist that there used to be the in Soviet Jewry and take, let my people go. So Rabbi Jacobus would say, don't forget the end of the pasuk, in order they should serve me. Right? That it should be with both aspects. Let my people go to something. Otherwise, we should turn from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. In other words, first we're defined in our essence as people that exist for something bigger. And then we were taken and, but we shouldn't be Avdei Paro. Who wants to be Avdei Paro? We want to be Avdei Hashem. So our very essence is a people of being Avdei Hashem. Now that's a very nice vault. But there's a big but. There's a big problem with it. There's a big problem with it in that it didn't go directly from being Avdei Paro to being Avdei Hashem. At what point did it become Avdei Hashem? Pardon? In Har Sinai. In other words, there was a two-stage process. There was Yetzias Mitzrayim, in which we became B'nei Chorin, free people. And then, 49 days later, we became Avdei Hashem. Now, if the vort I just said is correct, then why that gap for 49 days? But more than that, if the vort I said is correct, then really what should be is like this. Why did Hashem give us Cheiros? You're going to justify it? The whole reason Hashem gave me Cheiros was in order to reject it. To say, no, I don't want Cheiros. I don't want to be a Ben Chorin. I just want to be an Eved Hashem. Right? And in which case, you see it's Mitzrayim as an independent chag should not exist. Right? Because being a free person, Ben Chorin, isn't a value. What's the value? Being an Eved. Being someone that exists entirely for something above him. Something else. Ideally, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since the whole goal is we should exist entirely to serve Hashem. Right? It turns out, you see it's Mitzrayim isn't something we should celebrate. Right? It happened to be that we couldn't get to Har Sinai without 49 days. So fine. We were taken out. We were Ben Chorin for a few little bit of time. And Baruch Hashem got rid of our B'nai Chorinness. And we end up being Avdei Hashem on Har Sinai. We went from Avdei Parot to Avdei Hashem. Okay? So number one, we know it's not true. We know that we actually celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's true. Pesach and Shavuot are two inextricably linked Chagim. Pesach is the beginning of a process and Shavuot is the culmination of the process to the point that Shavuot in the Torah is called Atzeret, the end of Pesach. Right? We count the Omer to connect the two Chagim. Right? The Ramban has his vort that the Omer is like Chol HaMoed. Right? Because it's really one long Chag. So it's true. The goal of coming out of Mitzrayim was to get to Har Sinai. But nevertheless, we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. We celebrate our becoming B'nai Chorin. A very, very important vort. Now, the other difference is being an Eved Hashem is dramatically different to being Avdei Paro. Not just because the Adon is different. Paro's Avdus was a physical Avdus. Right? You didn't have a physical choice what to do. If a person didn't want to build bricks, then... Right? That was the Messias. You didn't choose to build the bricks. If you didn't want to build the bricks, you would get whipped. If you still refused, you got whipped more. If you still refused, you got whipped more. At some point, you either agreed or you're dead. That's Avdus Paro. It was a physical Avdus in which a person didn't have Bechira. There's no Bechira to be an Eved. It's a Messias of Avdus. We existed as Avadim. Whereas Avdei Hashem isn't like that. I am mechuyev, I'm an Eved Hashem whether I like it or not. I am mechuyev to all of Halacha, whether I like it or not. I can pretend I'm not, but I am. And if I try and eat, if I decided now to go to McDonald's and have a cheeseburger, I would be able to do it. And lightning's not necessarily going to strike. And hit me dead as I do it. Maybe psychologically I'd faint. But, there's no mitzvah. Avdus Hashem isn't a physical mitzvah in the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't as a taskmaster who doesn't allow his avadim to have any freedom at all. It's a totally different types of avdus. It's an avdus where the first stage has to be being a ben chorin. Kosh Baruch Hu says, first, become b'nei chorin. And then once you're b'nei chorin, what does it mean to be a ben chorin? It means that we are in charge of ourselves. We are totally master of our own masters. We're in charge of ourselves and what we should do for our time. And then understand that the most valuable thing to do with our time is avdus Hashem. Okay? There's another big distinction. Why did Paro want us as avadim?
Free work.
Free work. Normal avdus is the master who has physical control over his slaves does it for his own benefit. The goal is the utility of the avadim for the sake of the Adon. Whereas avdus Hashem is the opposite. The purpose of the world wasn't Hashem needed our avdus. It was to give to us. Avdus Hashem, being drawing close to Hashem and being a good Eved Hashem is the best possible thing any human being could ever do. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be Avdei Hashem. Not because he gets something out of it. Right? Avodah isn't l'shem Hashem, it's for our sake. And a Ben Chorin that truly understands what it means to be a Ben Chorin will dedicate his lives to the most valuable thing he can possibly find. What is that most valuable thing? So if you don't know the secret, so you use your seich, doing chesed, developing a family, developing society nicely, developing technology. And as a person has a greater and greater appreciation of what valuable things are in the world, so he does more and more valuable things. You know, Bill Gates, he saw that, you know, developing technology was a wonderful thing, and then he realized philanthropy should be a wonderful thing. There's all these wonderful things because he believes that this is what Ben Chorin should do with his time. But we land on the secret. We will let him on the secret. That then ultimately the most valuable thing we could possibly do is dedicate our lives to Avodas Hashem. And what allowed us to get there? Because the basic nature of us was developed within the world of Avdus. I'm an Eved ben Avdecha ben Amatecha. That's my basic nature, is to realize to live for something bigger than me. Not just do things that are good for me, but something that's bigger than me, to live for a greater value. Chodesh Baruch Hu then gave me the Cheirus. The Cheirus that I choose, this is what I should do with my life. And then we had Matan Torah, which gave us that direction of what's the most valuable thing. We say, Ein ben chorin ela misha osek b'torah. Right? When you think, locative, or cheirus alaluchos, right, charus alaluchos, it's cheirus alaluchos. So it sounds like a cruel joke when you first learn it. Right? Take your cheirus and chop it up to smithereens and get rid of it. It's better to be an Eved than being a ben chorin. No! Being an Eved Hashem requires us to be a ben chorin and dedicate our lives to the most valuable thing in the world, which is Avdus Hashem. Right, which is Torah mitzvahs. And that's what it means. Ein ben chorin el misho yisek b'torah. The luchos were charus, but they taught us how to have real charus. And right now, we're not a Matan Torah. Shavuos is a while away. We're at Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're learning parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the avoider, this is the first level of avoider, is a person to be a real ben chorin. You can't be an Eved Hashem without being a Ben Chorin. If a guy is doing Torah mitzvahs because the Rebbe comes over to him and feels his back and can feel whether he's wearing tzitzis, and he's wearing tzitzis because he's scared of the Rebbe, that's not Eved Avdus Hashem. That's not Avdus. That's not where it should be. A person is supposed to dedicate himself, his personality, his goal to be Hashem. So the very, very first level is this idea of being a Ben Chorin, and everything a Ben Chorin means a person has to be totally sholeit over themselves and know that they are not held back in their decisions by any other value, right? By any other thing demand on their time. I very, very much enjoyed Rabbi Yonatan Shai's quote yesterday about Shalos Hani Eved. In his introduction, he said, he quoted, I think, Rav Wolfson, thing of Torah Vedas, that he has a suffix, somebody has a pelephone today, when they get the bracha of Shulah Sani Evan. Right? But that's just a sharp point. In other words, if a person, his mamish becomes an Evan to their phone, right, which is really the second speaker, the person's really an Evan to their phone, so then they're not a Ben Chorin. But there's something demanding of their time where they can't, they're not dedicating their time and their life to something valuable because they choose to, but because they are forced to dedicate their life to something, then they're not Ben Chorin. If they're not Ben Chorin, how can they be an Eved Hashem? The person has to first become a Ben Chorin, and then he can become an Eved Hashem. Right? And it's a tremendous, tremendous yisod the person has to work on really being sholeit on their time. If they find that the other factors in their life, whether it's the yeshiva, person's only doing it because the yeshiva told them to do it, they're not Ben Chorin. They have to do it because they identify with the value. If a person's in university, and the university decides how they use their time, and they submit to that, they're not Ben Chorin. How are they supposed to be an Eved Hashem? Person gets a job, and the job defines what they do with their time. They didn't choose to do that. They didn't say, this is the best way for me to use my time. They're a Ben Chorin. How are they supposed to be an Eved Hashem? You might say, it's the best thing for me to turn up to work on time, because then they'll pay me and I'll get a job and I'll achieve what I need to do in my job and I'll change the world. You might decide that's the best way to use your time, but because you decide. But if you're just doing it because you don't want the boss to shout at you, then you're not Ben Chorin. You're not in charge of your time. If you're not in charge of your time, how are you supposed to be an Eved Hashem? That's really the ultimate lekach, I think, of all these parishes. And the Abdel Chabin Amatech, the basic nature I have is to live something bigger. But you understand, I have to do that as a Ben Chorin. Very, very important you saw. Hey, you can turn this off. I'm interested about yesterday. Which I'll start asking a few questions.